Well, it's time now for our second feature. And Derek James writes about when Norwich Union was one of Norwich's biggest names. It's read by Sam Elmhurst.
It was once the largest family in the city, where generations of men and women spent their entire working lives at the world-famous Norwich Union. And do you remember when the union reached out to the community, saying it could offer a job to every qualified school leaver in Norwich? Well, today the company is called Aviva and continues to play an important role in the life of the city and county, while many other places of work have disappeared. Norwich Union was founded by Thomas Bignold, who had moved to Norfolk from Kent to establish himself as a wine merchant and a banker. Now, Thomas, it is told, asked an insurance office in London to insure against the theft of his belongings as he travelled from his former home, and was told this couldn't be done. He thought it could, saying, "There is nothing that is uninsurable." So Thomas started the Norwich Union Fire Insurance Company in the 1790s to insurance houses, stock and merchandise from fire, which went on to have its own fire engine. A wise decision. Norwich Union Life Insurance Society followed. The business taken over by his third son Samuel, and under his leadership expanded to become one of the most famous names in the city and the county. Under Samuel, Norwich Union moved to Surrey Street and took over the first ever life insurance company, the Amicable Society. The company continued to grow at home and abroad, and in 1877 adopted Norwich Cathedral as its trademark. As business boomed, NU built what would become the world-famous head office on the former site of the Earl of Surrey's house, which had been used as a school in Victorian times. Surrey House was designed by the brilliant Norfolk architect George Skipper, who gave us the magnificent marble hall, built between 1900 and 1912. The HQ was later dwarfed by the surrounding island of tower blocks surrounding it in the 1960s and the 70s. And during the last century, the company grew to become the biggest employer in the city, providing work for almost 10,000 men and women on 20 different sites. And away from work, there was a flourishing social side, with a host of clubs and societies meeting at the Pine Bank Sports and Social Club, which is rarely out of the headlines nowadays. In 2000, Norwich Union merged with Commercial Union, and 9 years later, the name disappeared and became known as Aviva, in what was described as the biggest rebrand in UK financial history. The splendid Shoebox Experiences offers tours of the Marble Hall, which has such a wonderful story to tell. You should look them up for all the details.